Social Security Administration publication. Apply online for disability benefits. The most convenient way to apply for disability. Publication number 05-10550, October 2024. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. Social Security pays disability benefits through two programs: Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI. Why should I apply online for disability benefits? Applying online offers several advantages. You can start your disability application immediately. There is no need to wait for an appointment. Apply from the convenience of your preferred location using a computer or mobile device. Avoid trips to a Social Security office, saving you time and money. Adults with a disability who have limited income and resources may be eligible for SSI. When filing online for disability insurance, you can file for SSI at the same time if you are between the ages of 18 and 65, have never been married, haven't applied for or received SSI payments in the past, are a U.S. citizen living in one of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, or the Northern Mariana Islands. Note, people who live in American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands cannot receive SSI. How do I apply online? Follow these simple steps to apply for disability. Step 1. Go to www.ssa.gov/disability and select Learn How to Apply. On the next page, scroll down and select Start Application. You will be asked to create or sign in to your personal My Social Security account to begin the online application. If you are unable to create a personal My Social Security account, you can still complete your application online. We will contact you when we receive and review your application. Step 2. Fill out the disability benefit application. Answer questions about yourself, your disabling conditions, how they limit your ability to work, and your education and job history. Step 3. Mail or take the documents we ask for to your local Social Security office. Is the application easy to complete? Yes. We provide links where you'll find helpful information and examples to guide you through the questions. You can print or save a copy of the information you enter. What information should I gather before I get started? Our Adult Disability Starter Kit will help you get ready for your online application. A printable version of the kit is available at www.ssa.gov/disability/disability_starter_kits.htm. The kit contains a fact sheet that includes the definition of disability and answers to common questions about applying for disability, a checklist of documents and information we will request, a worksheet to help you gather and organize your information. To complete the online adult disability benefit application, you will need your Social Security number, the name of your country of residence at the time of your birth, if you were born outside the U.S. or its territories. The country may have a different name now. Your permanent resident card number, if you are not a U.S. citizen. If you were in the military service, the branch, type of duty, and the period you served. Your W-2 form from last year, or if you were self-employed, your federal income tax return, IRS 1040, and Schedules C and SE. Your direct deposit routing and account numbers to have your monthly benefits automatically deposited. You can find these numbers on a check, or you can ask your financial institution for them. Information about any workers' compensation claim you have filed, including date of injury, claim number, and proof of any payments made to you. Name, address, and phone number of someone who knows about your disability. Information about your illnesses, injuries, and conditions, including dates of treatment and patient ID numbers. Names, addresses, and phone numbers of medical providers who have treated you. Names and dates of medical tests you have had and who requested them. Names of medications you are taking and who prescribed them. A list of up to 5 jobs you worked during the last 5 years, types of business, time periods you worked, and rates of pay. Do I have to finish all the questions in one session? No. If you need more time, you can save the information you entered and return later to continue your saved application. If you started your application by signing in to your personal My Social Security account, you can sign in to the account again to finish your application. If you did not sign in to your personal My Social Security account to start your application, be sure to write down the re-entry number provided in the online application. You will use that re-entry number to return to the application to answer the rest of the questions. If you lose the re-entry number, you can recover it by signing into your personal My Social Security account. What if I can't answer everything? Even if you are unable to answer all the questions, you may still submit your application to us. We will help you get the missing information. Make sure you select the Accept and Continue button. What happens next? The online disability application asks you to sign a required medical release, Form SSA-827, that allows us to request your medical records. To save time, you can electronically sign and submit the medical release as part of the online application. If you prefer, you can print, sign, and send the form to your local Social Security office. Your application is incomplete without the signed release. You can print a personalized cover sheet that you can use to send us the signed medical release, medical records you already have in your possession, and other documents we request. You can also print a receipt with a summary of your answers. We will contact you if we have any questions or need more information to process your application. How can I check the status of my application? The time it takes to get a decision on a disability application will vary. To check the status of your pending application, you can sign in to or create a personal My Social Security account or visit www.ssa.gov/apply/check-application-or-appeal-status. You can also use our automated phone service at 1-800-772-1213. When you hear, "How can I help you today?" say, "Application status." How can I assist someone applying for disability benefits? Visit our Information for People Helping Others page at www.ssa.gov/third-party to learn how you can assist someone applying for disability benefits. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Get useful information. Find publications and get answers to frequently asked questions. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative.